AN AccuWeather forecast. Looks like it's going to be warmer and more humid for the next few days. There will be thunderstorms approaching from the west. How many actually get here remain to be seen. There is a chance late tonight and a little better chance tomorrow. It looks like it'll be rain-free on Thursday. Today's high 83, down to 70 tonight. Tomorrow up to 85, then 87 degrees on Thursday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400. WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, 79 degrees, 76 in Burlington, 77 Milwaukee, 77 in Racine. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
Breaking news, Packer related. Aaron Rodgers' brother, Jordan, won the Bachelorette last night. Were you and the missus watching? TK?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
It's big news.
No, some of us worked.
Jordan Rodgers was picked by JoJo to become the bachelor of the bachelor. I guess he's not a bachelor anymore. They got engaged and everything.
Well, he's not married yet either.
No, but you're not single at that point. You're not a bachelor.
Yeah, you are.
Really?
You're not married. When you're married, then you're together.
So if you're a couple but not married, you're still a bachelor and a bachelorette. That's what you're telling me.
That's the way I look at it.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
I don't know. You know, Clemens has been all over this story, the estrangement of Aaron Rodgers and his brother, Jordan. Yeah. And their brother, I think it's Kyle Rodgers. It might be Luke Rodgers. I can't remember. It's like I can't remember the name of the Cubs organist. It's very early for me to get up to cover for Clemens. You understand that? My brain at this point, I'm only on like my seventh cup of coffee. So
you ought to be wide awake by now.
You would think. But Clemens has been all over this story about the effect on the Rodgers family of Aaron being gone. Not in contact. But I think this is an opportunity for Aaron to reach out to his brother and to reconcile their differences.
Okay.
There it is. I think that was my second okay of the day so far from you.
Yeah.
Well, Clemens is up in Green Bay. Did you know that there are like 10 major rule changes in the NFL coming up this season?
I have no doubt about that.
And Clemens filed this report about the Packers' preparation for those rule changes.
The Packers practiced in pads last night on the Ray Nitschke Field. Before practice, the players watched a video on the 10 new rule changes in the NFL, including no more chop blocks. Here's a clip.
Prior to this change, adjacent players on the line could chop a defensive player on running plays. Beginning this season, these types of blocks will be illegal.
In the meeting, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers raised questions about refs calling a play dead when a defender jumps off sides. NFL referee Walt Coleman.
He was already asking us how come we call unabated to the quarterback, because he doesn't want that. He would prefer us not to call that because that takes away his free play. See, Aaron is convinced he can get away from that, but I tried to explain to him that, you know, what happens if you don't? And he just smiled, you know, because, I mean, he's as, you know, obviously he's as good as anybody at getting that free play.
Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we've kind of been the poster child for some of those changes with the rules. They're banking on player safety and trying to avoid the unnecessary hits on myself and defenseless players. I was joking with him, just let him go. You know, let him try and tackle me and give us a chance to get a free play. But they're going to do the right thing. And it was a good explanation of the amount of steps that make it unabated compared to when a guy's trying to get back and we can draw him offside. So we're going to keep playing the way we play and try and draw him offsides. And if we do, you know, make something happen.
And what about the catch rule? When is a catch a catch in the NFL?
You know, I think for us, nothing really changed. I mean, I think that from an officiating standpoint, we understood what is and what isn't a catch. Basically, they just need to hold on to the football. But there are some teams that still don't know what a catch is.
That's NFL referee Walt Coleman. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your Friendly Neighborhood Radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and he is NFL Hall of Fame head coach Marv Levy. So who are you picking?
I've always had a mantra that offense sells tickets. Kicking wins games. Defense wins championships. So I'm going to predict the underdog Denver.
Which expert will he talk to next? Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend, WRJN.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles.